Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio, or as we're starting to call it around here, Grandpa's Weirdo Mixtape. Well, I'm not a grandpa, but I am still, as always, your host, Bijan. Since you're back for more, we promise not to disappoint. We've got tracks from Liquid Mike, The Minus Five, The Stems, Strangers in a Strange Land, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. This is from the new album by The Grogans from Melbourne. The album is called Stagger. This is Social Cue.
Thank you.
one we haven't played since our very first episode of Pop Rocks Radio way back in 2023. That was 2020 off 1981's Lookout with Nuclear Boy. Thanks for joining us back here at Pop Rocks Radio, where good things happen when you keep your dial to the margins. Do they even say dial anymore? Okay, maybe I am a grandpa.
In those days, nickels had pictures of bumblebees on them. Give me 5 bees for a quarter, you'd say.
If you're feeling generous and want to help keep the show going, there are a couple of easy ways to support us. There's a link in the show notes where you can drop some bees. And if you're listening on apps like Fountain or Podverse, you can boost the episode right in the app by sending some sats our way. Stick around for a couple tracks from this week's featured artist, Nikki and the Corvettes. And for our movie of the week, I gave an hour to the awesome high-concept, no-budget, killer soundtrack having Desperate Teenage Love Dolls from 1984.
I alert the media.
But first, back to the music. This is the brand new track by The Beaches from their upcoming album, No Hard Feelings. This is Did I Say Too Much?
Did it all.
That was Strangers in a Strange Land, a project from Alec Palau, who you might know from bands like The Sneetches, Rain Parade, and Tall Poppy Syndrome, all of which we played on the show. Alec's also an excellent writer and music historian. He's teamed up here with Paul Kopf, who's done time with The Seeds, and Magic Christian. That was their 2023 single, World in Action. Before that, we had the Mayflies USA from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with their latest single, Calling All the Bad Ones Home.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
Our movie of the week is Desperate Teenage Love Dolls from 1984. A lo-fi, no-budget punk rock epic that plays like a cautionary tale. If your cautionary tales come wrapped in duct tape, eyeliner, and a shocking body count. Shot on Super 8 by director David Markey for what looks like the cost of dinner out these days, Love Dolls follows an all-girl rock band rising from the streets of LA to the stage and straight into chaos. And while it barely scrapes the 50-minute mark, the film boasts a shockingly high body count for a movie about a teen band.
Thanks for killing my mom.
Hey, no problem.
Truly inspiring. But the cool part, the cast and crew are basically the LA underground scene at the time. Jeff and Steve McDonald of Red Cross not only handle much of the soundtrack, they appear in the film as well. Steve playing the sleazy manager who takes them all the way to the Forum, with the reunited Beatles as their opener.
Listen, bitch, fame has a price.
Dez Cadena of Black Flag and the Misfits also pops up. And yep, that's Vicki Peterson from the Bangles as a would-be murderess, which feels like spotting a pop star in a punk dive bar. Unexpected and kind of perfect. It's messy, wild, and kind of brilliant. Part satire, part love letter to an LA scene that is now legendary, and part DIY fever dream. I always say that 80s LA is my favorite LA. Love it or hate it, there is no denying that it had a culture like no other that we're unlikely to see ever again. I wholeheartedly recommend this movie, and if you haven't seen it, now is the time. Just don't say I didn't warn you.
Yeah.
that was the new one from Davy Lane, formerly of the Stems, but also, man, this guy has quite a resume. He is a solo artist. He's the guitarist for the awesome band UMI. He's in the Pictures. He's recorded and toured with Todd Rundgren, Crowded House, and Robin Hitchcock. We're going to dig a little bit more into his work in an upcoming episode. That one was Over, Over and Out from his upcoming album, Finally a Party Record. Speaking of the Stems, if you've been listening to the show lately, you've been hearing a lot from the Stems. The more I hear, the more I love these guys. What a great band. We played their hit Sad Girl from 1987's At First Sight, Violets Are Blue. Spoiler alert, but I can neither confirm nor deny that the Stems make an appearance in the latest video we have up on the YouTube channel. I will put a link in the show notes if you are so inclined to check that out. Also, spoiler alert, there are a number of other just as awesome bands talked about in there as well.
Help! Save me! Save me! He's a killer! Help!
Okay, not sure what that was all about. Let's kick off this next set with Liquid Mike from Marquette, Michigan. This is their latest single, Groucho Marx.
Saw her, I was thumbing for a ride. I was down to my last dollar, down to my last lie. She had a 98 Ford Focus. She had a Jones no pill could fix. She left her baby back in Richmond. She was looking for some kicks. She said, don't make it easy, it's gotta hurt. I'll lose my mind and you'll lose your shirt. We'll make it day. We're gonna make them pay. We didn't mean to hurt nobody. That was never in the plan. But some rent-a-cop in Cumbu pinned us to the floor. We got our names in all the papers, got our mugshots on TV. When you turn your mind to freedom, I bet you think of her and me. Now the last time that I saw her was in the Frederick County Jail. They were dosing up my cornflakes, they were censoring my mail. She bribed me a carton of Camels, but she wouldn't look me in the eye. If that's all you've got to offer, then I guess this is goodbye. Yeah, it sure wasn't easy, we made it hurt. You lost your sparkle, I lost your skirt. But we both know it couldn't have ended any other way. Don't make it easy, they want your soul. They want to put you back in your hole. So when they knock, 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 gotta kick, kick, kick them away. Don't make it easy. Don't make it easy. Don't make it easy. We're gonna make them pay. Pay. We're gonna make a
We kicked off that set with Groucho Marx from Liquid Mike. We also played Make 'em Pay, Don't Make It Easy, the new one from the Airport 77s off their new album Don't Let Go. That is out on Gem Records. That album, not surprisingly, has been getting great press lately. And we closed out that set with Strange Neighbors from New York. The album is People Pleasers Pleasing People. That's out now on Mint 400 Records. That track was Beer at the Bar. Still more to come here on Pop Rocks Radio, but first, a word from our sponsor. Alas, we still don't have a sponsor, so it's really just a word. Hey, this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio, and I want to give a shout out to an organization we've talked about before here on the show, but I just saw their van outside the Bouncing Soul show I saw the other night, and I am reminded of the great work they're doing. The organization is called Punk Rock Saves Lives. Now, before you go off thinking about how punk rock has saved your life, let's talk about them for a sec. Their volunteers focus on wellness and equality through the power of music, supporting causes like mental health, bone marrow donation, uplifting badass women, and just a ton of stuff. If you're interested to volunteer or donate, go to punkrocksaveslives.org and sign up today. I will put a link in the show notes to make that even easier for you. Okay, now you can get back to thinking about your own punk rock self.
It's not about you!
Speaking of punk rock, this is Radio Birdman from Sydney, Australia, who have been around since 1974. This is from their debut album, Radio Appears, in 1977. This is Anglo Girl Desire.
When you're walking down the street, never know I'm around, but I am there and I watch you everywhere you go. I'm the eye for outer space, and my hand is on your life. Your eyes reflect reflection, a fire burning up my heart. At night you hear my scream from my distant lonely world. You feel my eyes touch yours, so light now. You can't be there where I am, 'cause I'm there.
this were a radio show, we would call that a punk rock double shot. But since we're a podcast and it's 2025, we'll just say it's a two-for-one blast of bratty Brit. No, I can't even say that. Oh, God. Who wrote that line? What's that? Oh, I did? Okay, then.
Well, I feel sheepish.
That was Bad Religion with New America with Greg Graffin on vocals from their 2000 album, The New America. That was produced by a favorite of ours. Well, actually a favorite of a lot of people. That was produced by Todd Rundgren. Okay, and now for our featured artist of the week. Let's talk about Nikki Corvette, punk's bubblegum queen and a woman who helped rewrite the rules of rock without ever sounding like she was trying to. Hailing from Detroit, Nikki put together the band with Lori Jerry and Sally D that started as Nikki and the Convertibles, and they released one single under that name in 1978 before becoming Nikki and the Corvettes.
Nikki Corvette and her Convertibles. You changed her name, right?
Right, Nikki and the Corvettes.
It's now Nikki and the Corvettes?
Yeah.
That's a lot easier to...
Yeah, well, everybody used to call us that anyways. They just couldn't get convertibles out, so.
Did you ever get any, like good jokes and stuff when you're on stage?
Yeah, people used to say, well, if you're a convertible, why don't you take your top down?
Oh, no.
The hat, of course, was from an interview they did at the time with L.A. DJ Rodney Bingenheimer. In 1980, they released their only album on Bomp Records, the now legendary label built by Greg and Susie Shaw as a home for misfits like Nikki that didn't quite fit in anywhere else. Nikki's vocals are bratty in the best way, like she's having fun and daring you not to. And the band behind her keeps things revved up and raw. It was pop with punk's middle finger, part girl group and part Ramones. Though it failed to chart, it lit a spark that's still catching fire and influencing bands more than 45 years later. We're going to play a couple from that legendary debut, then take it to the next generation, artists I like to call the Daughters of Nikki. Bands who, even while doing their own thing, owe more than just a little bit to the trail that she blazed. This first one is from that self-titled debut, Nikki and the Corvettes. This is You're the One.
I can tell you're blowing away. You know I feel.
That last song was Girls Like Me from the same self-titled album. The album was produced by Peter James, who had also done some work with another Detroit band, The Romantics. There are so many bands I could have chosen that have clearly been influenced by the sound of Nikki and the Corvettes. Bands like Baby Shakes, Tina and the Total Babes, The Donnas, and on and on and on. For today, I've picked a couple I really dig. The first is a band from Denmark. Their first album, Here Are the Corettes, came out in 2015. This one is from last year's The Soul of the Fabulous Corettes. This is The Corettes with This Is California.
Time to rest, summer at last.
That was the band Bleach from their 2016 album Welcome the Worms with Keep On Keepin' On. After the Corvettes, Nikki didn't stop there. She stayed active with bands like Nikki and the Stingrays and Nikki and the Romeos, keeping the fire going and showing that the pop-punk spirit she helped define wasn't going anywhere. According to her post on Facebook, Nikki has been dealing with a few health-related issues lately, so we're sending her good flying spaghetti monster thoughts and hopes that she gets back out there doing what she does best real soon. And that is it for our featured artist of the week. If there's a band or artist you think we're sleeping on, drop their name in the comments. I am always on the lookout.
Everybody get out of here! There's a lobster loose! Oh, holy cow, he's loose! Everybody get out of here! He's vengeful! Quickly, cover yourselves with hot butter and carry lemons just in case!
Can fly, it's true, that's not all they can do. We try to identify, quantify the sky. You might die for kicks, but the high won't stick. It's all too beautiful, man, too beautiful to land. Time hangs high. Out alive, try to survive, only the word gets out alive. Those impossible rings, messengers that bring inexplicable songs, purple twilight. It's all too beautiful, man, too beautiful to stand. Time hangs hard on our hand, the bird makes no demand. Try to survive, only the word gets out alive. Try to survive, only the word gets out alive. We are bent by the sun. Oh, you can't punch the cloud, it won't make a sound. It's all too beautiful, man, too beautiful to plan. But time hangs hard on our hand, a bird makes no demand. Try to survive, only the word gets out of love. Try to survive, only the word gets out of love. Try to survive, only the word gets out of love.
Was Gigolo Ants from Boston with Bloom off their 1993 album Flippin' Out. To date, I believe their last album was Pacific Ocean Blues back in 2002, though they did do some shows in 2023. Before that, we had the Minus Five, led by Scott McCoy of Young Fresh Fellows, who is also a touring member, or was also a touring member of REM. That was Words and Birds off their latest album, Or on Penelope.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
May God keep you in His tender care
till He brings us together again.
Good night, everybody.
And with that, we have come to the end of this week's episode of Pop Rocks Radio. We'll be back next week with more great tracks found by, well, by following my fancy. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. With one of the great rock voices of the last 40 years, Maria McKee with Lone Justice. This is Sweet Sweet Baby I'm Falling. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. Be good, be weird, and we'll see you next time.